8 more minutes of ball here in Uni to be played. Ball gets it over to Marty Scale. The bench is in for Hoona, except for Scaffold's shot is missed. Hey, Brady trying to work the ball over to Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt's not going to bring the ball up. A couple of the dribbles. Get it over to Colt. Colt crosses over the line. And he's kind of in that half-court circle area. Finds Brady on the right. Right back to Colt Belisle. Colt Belisle works it over to the left. Gets it down to Ackerman on the baseline. Ackerman's jump shot. About 3 feet short. No good. And rebound comes back to Hoona. Scaffold wants to drive toward the lane again. He wants to, every time he touches it, he wants to take it the length of the court. Lafferty gets the ball up at the top of the key, launches up a three-point bomb, no good. Scrum for the rebound, Scaffold picks it up, gets it over to Osborne, his shot missed, and another scrum for the ball, Lafferty has it. He's at the free throw line, nobody guards him, so he puts up a jump shot, no good. And rebound finally comes out, Danny Brady's got it, he's got a little bit of a breakout, but he's going to control the basketball, and Colton Belisle has it, looks him back, are there any more of these people coming up behind me? Nope. Wyatt gets it back up to the top of the key, Belisle. On the right-hand side of the key. Just not sure what's happening. Skagway's kind of just hanging out on offense. Nobody's moving. Wyatt's moving a little bit. There goes Danny Brady. Cuts toward the ball. He gets the pass. Goes right back to Colton. Danny Brady doesn't want the ball anymore. This half. Not after that injury. Wyatt Belisle tries to feed. Michael Cook down low. Unable to get it to him. Turnover. Ball goes to Hoona. Hoona really loose with the basketball. And they turn it over. Wyatt Belisle has it now. And he tries to dribble out of the ruckus, and is stripped of the basketball, and down will be called off of Hoona. 59-13, the score with just about 6 minutes to play. They're not stopping the clock anymore for fouls or substitutions or really anything. Maybe on a time. One team's got a big lead over another team like this one. The game now sees Colt Belisle gets it over on the left to Wyatt. Wyatt wants to get it down to Ackerman, gets it over to Ackerman. Colt Belisle comes and bails Ackerman out. Colton's just going to bring it right back up to the top of the key. The ball was tipped. Not quite a backcourt violation, but Danny Brady comes up with the basketball, gets it over to Cook up at the free throw line. Cook puts up a shot, his foul's in the play. And there is just a lot of ticky-tack stuff going on down low. A lot of ticky-tack stuff. A lot of contact happening. Cook's going to go to the free throw line. He's going to shoot 2. 5 minutes to go in the game. His first shot attempt is up and no good. Just a little bit to the right. Hoona tried to send Osborne down to cherry pick, but Coach Ken Fielding picked it out. Saw that it was coming. And the second shot up by Mike Cook didn't graze the rim, and it just went off the backboard. And indeed, that is a violation. Got to hit at least a little bit of rim, or just net, or something. But if it just hits the backboard and comes back off, that's going to be a violation. So that ball goes back over to Hoona. Osborne has it now for Hoona, and he double triples on the baseline as he was trying to back his defender down. So it's Skagway ball, 4:20 to go, 59-13 to score here. Colton Belisle has the ball for the Panthers. Look at the top of the key, works it over to Danny Brady. Brady right back to Colton Belisle. Colton, ooh, into the middle to Micah Cook. Micah Cook's got a lane. Gives it over to Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt shot a little wild. And Alex Ackerman gets the rebound. His shot attempt, no good. And the scrum for the ball. And finally picked up by Smith. Danny Brady gets in the way of that dribble drive and knocks the ball away from Smith. But Porter recovers. And White with the ball now at the top of the key, and he double dribbles. He wanted to pass the ball, but the intended receiver moved on him, and so there was nowhere to pass it. Instead of throwing it into the hands of the Skagway defender, he just kind of held on to it and double dribble. That was double dribble, very close to that. You can do both. Colton Belisle working it over to brother Wyatt. Back over to Colton. Colton gets it on the right-hand side to Brady. Ooh, a nice interior pass to Michael Cook. But ball stripped from Cook because Cook brought it down. And the Hoona defender was able to strip it right away from him. Now a breakout by Hoona. It is Budke. Budke on his layup attempt was fouled. He's going to go to the line to shoot 2. clock still runs. We're under 3 minutes left to play here in the game. And Budke's first shot up. Good. According to his coach, Manny Budke's been the same height since he was about seventh grade. So this game must have been huge, but he's been just as quick the entire time. Sophomore now. This is the second free throw. Rebound picked up by Huno. The putback attempt by Scaffold, no good. And we've got a foul call on the floor. It will be Jerry White going to the line to shoot two for Huno. White's got some of the finest socks out on the floor. Awesome. That is black pattern. Hotch down the first free throw of his. Budke's going to take a breather on the court. Bean comes in. Senior Bean comes back in for his final home game. I'm pretty sure the coach is going to call a timeout and call the players. Let them have a standing ovation here toward the end of the game. Second free throw up and good by White. Skagway now has the ball with under 2 minutes to play in the game. Blau crosses over half court. Finds Danny Brady. Brady tries to pass it right back. Colton, but a little too strong on that return pass attempt and right through Colton Belisle's hands. Turnover to Gateway. Miller will have the ball. Inbounding will be Austin Martiskill. Gets it over to White. White wants to work at the beans. Back up top to White. White, ooh, nice ball fake by White. Clears the defender off. Puts up a 3-point shot. No good. Rebound fought for by Colton Belisle. Unable to corral it. Out of bounds off of Skagway. Just crossed the 1 minute barrier now, so under a minute to play in the game. When it inbounds the ball, White has it over to Roberts, back over to White. Roberts going to tee up a 3-point bomb. His shot around the rim. Ooh. Nice soft rim for Roberts. It went and hit every little piece of it. It finally fell for Roberts' first bucket of the game. Crowd goes crazy on a Saturday night. Blyle gets it up to Wyatt. Wyatt works it into the interior to the high post. That is to Micah Cook. Micah Cook shot. Missed. And Huna has a breakout. Marta Skelly unable to handle it and loses the ball out of bounds. They're down to 10 seconds of action. And Colton, I don't know if Colton notices that the clock's about to run out. Runs up, passes to the Brady. Brady sees that his time's about to run out. Throws up a Hail Mary. Hook shot from about 24 feet. Misses it. And the final score in Huna, Alaska will be 63-13. Huna over Skagway. That's going to do it for this weekend of basketball for the Skagway Panthers.